When we listen to the post-resurrection accounts from the gospel writers, it seems clear that the apostles must have been experiencing great confusion on that Easter evening. Peter and John had seen the empty tomb that morning. Some women who had followed Jesus talked with an angel who assured them that Jesus had risen. Mary Magdalene herself had a conversation with the risen Christ. Later that day, two disciples who were walking to Emmaus encountered him, and he talked with them, and he walked with them, and broke bread with them, and then disappeared from their sight. These disciples had just arrived at the place where the apostles were staying and were relating the details of their story when Jesus appeared to all of them. Luke writes that they were surprised, shocked, and terrified. A real mixed bag of emotions was very much present in that room that night. So is it any wonder that the first words he greeted them with was, "Peace be with you." Jesus dispels their doubts and assures them that they were not seeing a ghost. Jesus invites them to see his wounds, feel his wounds, and to be assured that he was indeed flesh and bone. He even went so far as to eat a piece of fish in their midst to prove that he was real and that he had truly rose from the dead. No doubt it was Jesus, but he was different. He no longer needed to use a door to enter a room. He just appeared to them. It was as if he was always with them. And sometimes they saw him, and sometimes they didn't. When we think about the resurrection, we celebrate not just the glory of Jesus, but our own future glory if we open our minds and our hearts to him. Jesus' resurrection is a preview of God's plan for those who are his children in Christ, a special aid that God gives us to keep us close to him in his grace and in his peace is the Eucharist. The fact that Jesus gives himself to us in bread and wine reminds us that we need him. A human cannot just eat every now and then. We have to feed this body of ours if we're going to stay healthy and have the energy we need to get through each day. So Jesus is telling us that we cannot just come to him whenever we feel like it, maybe now, maybe then. We need a steady diet of him if we want his help. So tonight, we come to him again, to be taught, to be fed, and to be touched by his loving presence. We ask him tonight to fill us with his Spirit, his everlasting love, and his grace.